This podcast and our many other ministries are only possible because of your generosity. You can give and support Grace by going to gracelutheran1.org/give or by clicking on the link in the show description. Thank you for your support. So one of the Easter traditions that we're all familiar with and that we've participated in one time or another in is an Easter egg hunt. We all know the excitement leading up to an Easter egg hunt, that kids get their baskets together and then somebody says, ready, set, go, and the kids go rushing out and grab as many Easter eggs as they can. And they put their Easter eggs in their basket, and as quickly as the Easter egg hunt has started, it is over. And they come back and they look at these eggs, and even though generally there is not something very valuable or very expensive in these are precious to children. These are precious to children in the moments after the Easter egg hunt and through Easter. But what happens to the Easter eggs after Easter? More likely than not, the eggs themselves get thrown away. If someone is resourceful, they might collect the plastic eggs and save them for next year. But come across an Easter egg in June or July, somehow it's lost its magic and its meaning. My concern is today that we treat the true Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the same way. That we come today to worship filled with hope and joy in believing. That because of the resurrection of Jesus, all things are now possible. That death is not the end, and that eternal life is accessible to all because Jesus himself has risen from the dead. Yes, today of all days may fill us with a sense of hope and courage and believing, but we also need this hope and courage and believing all the days of our life. You see, life has a way of getting rid of hope in our hearts. Life has a way of weighing us down. The burdens, the grief, the suffering that we experience and the people that we care about experience can often not leave us feeling with a sense of hope, but can make us feeling very hopeless. In our gospel reading today, we reach and hear about some people who were filled not with a sense of hope as the first Easter began, but with a sense of hopelessness. When the first Easter started, there was no celebration, there was no trumpets, there was no Easter egg hunts, there was no family gatherings. The first Easter was a quiet morning. The first Easter was a day of mourning. It was a day when the closest followers of Jesus, his family and friends, were not filled with a sense of hope and believing, but were filled with a sense of grief. They believed that all hope was lost, that the Messiah, the one that they had believed in, the one they had trusted in, was wrong about who he was. And this Jesus, while he was not the Messiah, was at least a good man. And this good man at least deserved a good burial. And so a group of women who followed Jesus throughout his life went to do their duty, went to try to do right by Jesus, went to go prepare his body for burial. And so they went early on Easter morning and they came to the tomb of Jesus and they expected to see his body there. And in their amazement and in their shock, they did not see his body. Instead, they saw angels who said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen." Filled with a sense of shock, joy, and a renewed sense of hope, the women rushed back to the disciples to tell them what they had heard. But the disciples said that it seemed like an idle tale. They thought that the women perhaps were delirious and confused with grief. And so the disciples went to the tomb to see from themselves what was really going on. And to their amazement, they saw that Jesus had risen from the dead. As I said before, the disciples and the followers of Jesus began Easter morning thinking everything was finished, that everything was done, that all their hopes and their dreams that rested in Christ were no more, and that hope was no more. But the Easter story reminded them that while they were finished with Jesus, Jesus was not finished with them. I think sometimes in life we feel the same way. I think sometimes in life, because of the things that we experience, we feel like we're done with life. We feel like we want to throw in the towel, we want to give up, that there is no more for us to see or do or experience. But the Easter story reminds us that while at times we are often finished with life, that God is not finished with us. You see, we can have hope on Easter, hope that comes not from experiencing necessarily what is, but what will be. That wherever we are, whatever we're experiencing, Jesus will rescue us from our places of despair. Jesus will rescue us from our places of grief and hurt. Jesus resurrects not only himself, but Jesus also resurrects us, and in turn, resurrects our hope. I remember when I was in high school, and it was my senior year, and my friends that I had been closest with ever since I was a little kid decided to take one last trip together. One last trip before we all went off our separate ways to college. And where we decided to go was to Mexico. And so we flew down to Mexico together, and we were all excited, and we were looking forward to this wonderful trip for a long time. And the first place we went was the beach. And it was a beautiful day, and the ocean looked incredible, especially since we were coming after a long, hard Midwest winter. And so immediately, the first thing that we did is we all charged out into the ocean and we began to swim. All of us, because we were young, we were healthy, and we were involved in sports, felt confident in our ability to navigate the ocean. And besides that, the waves themselves did not look that strong. So we all went out and we swam for a while, and then we all came back in. But what we realized is that when we came back in, one of our friends was not in with us. One of our friends was still out in the ocean. And so we turned around and we looked and we saw him swimming. We saw him swimming in this ocean, again, where the waves did not appear to be very big. And he was neither moving forwards nor he was moving backwards. He was having a difficult time making it to shore, and even though generally he was very capable, even though generally he was very strong, despite his best efforts, he could not make any progress. And so we begin to get worried for our friend, and at first we thought to ourselves, perhaps should we go out and rescue him, but then we worried, what would happen to us? What would we do if we got stuck in that undertow as well? But all of a sudden, then, we noticed that there was a lifeguard walking down the beach, and we immediately drew his attention to our friend, and without a moment's notice, he went out into the ocean. He grabbed our friend, and he brought him back in. We were relieved that despite his difficult circumstances, that he was rescued. I share that story with you because I think life sometimes feels that way as well. That sometimes we feel like we're stuck in a rut. Sometimes, because of our circumstances, we feel like we are not making any progress forwards or we're not making any progress backwards. We worry too, will the waves of life overwhelm us and pull us down? But what Jesus says today in our gospel reading is this: do not be afraid. I am here for you. I have risen, and I will not only resurrect myself, but I resurrect you as well. You see, today in Easter, it means so many things. It means that Jesus is resurrected from the dead. It means that someday we will be resurrected from the dead. And it also means that our hope can be resurrected as well. You see, and hope comes from not knowing that we will win every battle. We know we won't. Not knowing that our life will not experience challenges and difficulties. It will. But our hope comes from knowing that even though we might fight and lose some battles here on earth, that God has already won the war. That in the end, because Jesus has won, because Jesus has defeated death, we will win as well. And so we can live with a sense of hope. And this does not simply mean that we need to wait until the end of our lives to experience this hope. We can put this hope in action as well. In our gospel reading today, when the disciples first heard about Jesus' resurrection, the scriptures say that it seemed like an idle tale to them. And the truth of the matter is, on some days, the resurrection might seem like an idle tale to us as well. But if we open ourselves to Jesus, we will find that he is the very thing that can save us when nothing else will. I want to share one last illustration with you. I want you to imagine that you are outside your house and you are handed a bunch of keys to get into that house. And you are not sure what key is going to work or not. And you know that outside the house, it's very cold and it's very dangerous and it's very dark. And inside the house is very warm and safe and welcoming. And you begin to try different keys to open the door, to unlock yourself into the thing that will save you. And key after key you turn to, you try, and it doesn't work until finally you come to a key. To a key that doesn't look as fancy as the other keys. It's not as shiny as the other keys. It's not as new as the other keys, but you try it anyway. And it opens the door. It unlocks the door, and you enter in, and you experience safety. You experience welcome. You experience the warmth and the love of that home. That's what God is like us for us in this life and on this earth. You see, Jesus is not simply a figure in history that has died and has risen again. Jesus is so much more than that. Jesus is a living Savior and gives us a living hope. And if we turn to Jesus in our most difficult moments, we will find that Jesus resurrects us. That Jesus is the key that unlocks our hope. Jesus is the key that unlocks our peace and joy. And it may come at different moments and at different places for us, but if we simply trust the key, which is Jesus himself, and turn it and open the door, we will find that it gives way to new life. So see today that Easter is not simply for this day, but Easter is for all the days of our life. And see that Jesus simply doesn't only resurrect himself, he doesn't only resurrect us, but he also resurrects our hope. And it doesn't have to be resurrected tomorrow, a week from now, or a year from now. Christ resurrects our hope today. May you experience the living hope. May you trust in Jesus, your Lord and Savior. May you know that he opens the door to new life and new ways and new paths. And above all, may you have the hope that comes from knowing that even though you may lose some battles in this life, you will ultimately win the war which Christ has won for you. Let us pray. Holy and living God, we give you thanks for this reminder today that you are alive and that you have defeated the greatest obstacle on this earth, which is death itself. Help us know and trust that you can defeat any obstacle in our life and in our world. That no matter what battles we face, you will win the war, and you will resurrect us and redeem us in your own way and in your own time. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We encourage you to like our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube page, and follow us on Instagram at GLC_Richmond. If you need anything at all, you can reach out to us by email. Our email is office@gracelutheran1.org. May God continue to bless you.